This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, when it comes to tackling air pollution, the greatest environmental threat to health, causing 7 million premature deaths per year, everyone can do something to help prevent it. That's the view of China-based Tai Chung of the UN Environment Programme's Climate and Clean Air Coalition, marking World Environment Day on the 5th of June. In an interview with Li Zhang of UN News, he outlined how people can switch from being part of the problem to part of the solution, and how the Chinese capital, Beijing, has successfully cut pollution in recent years.
So I think the messages to send to the world is that air pollution is a serious threat to your health and the health of your family, that we want people around the world to raise awareness by taking this mass challenge about the fact that that air pollution impacts them and their lives. But also, I think that the key part of the air pollution story is that everyone can do something to help prevent air pollution, whether it's from an individual level, whether it's at a local community level, the city level, and of course, national government levels. There are things that can happen. One of the things that we're trying to do this World Environment Day is to ensure that people understand what the solutions are and how they can play their part and how they can work with their governments to play a part, to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And this goes down to everyday things, you know, like better ways of driving your car, or if you have the possibility of switching to lower emissions vehicles, better, or if you can take public transportation or even you know, human-powered transportation like cycling, that all plays its part. So one of the things we're really trying to do with this air pollution is for people to take the mass challenge to show that they are interested in doing something about the problem, and then to take steps in their daily lives to do something about the problem.
Okay, a UNEP report, Measuring Progress, published recently, says that despite of the significant actions taken towards several SDG targets, there are still gaps in terms of reducing air pollution mortality and infrastructure-related emissions. What are the reasons behind, and what do you think would be the steps forward to close the gaps in these regards?
Well, air pollution is a notoriously difficult problem to deal with. We've come a long way in this world so far with steps to do it. It's not too long ago that, you know, places like London were under, like, serious smog alerts that impacted health and killed lots and lots of people. But where we're at this point is we're looking at air pollution. There's a greater understanding of the impact air pollution has on human health and development. And so what we're really looking at is to learn the lessons from some of the cities that have gone forward. And if you look at, you know, the efforts that places like Los Angeles have done, places like Beijing, places like Mexico City, they haven't solved their air pollution problems 100%, but they're taking steps in the right direction. The other important element of this, too, is when we look at air pollution and look at climate change at the same time, a lot of the measures that you take to solve one problem helps solve the other. So what we're also asking countries to do is to take an integrated approach on solving air pollution and climate at the same time. That's because many, many sources of air pollution are also sources of greenhouse gases and vice versa. So in a sense, as governments move towards decarbonizing as part of their global obligations through things like the UNFCCC's COP process or the Paris Agreement, they can get benefits for people now when it comes to impacts on health from air pollution. And the same goes the other way. As people look at cleaning up air or improving the air quality for their citizens, they can also get climate benefits that help put the world on a safer path to global warming, keeping warming down to 1.5 degrees Celsius. So a lot of the steps that countries, industry, cities, and people need to take in terms of protecting our climate and also in terms of protecting us from air pollution will have cross benefits for either issue.
The State of Global Air 2019 report says that air pollution has significantly reduced life expectancy. So what is UNEP's next step to mitigate the deadly impacts of air pollution?
The UN Environment's working through its various programs and through its regional offices to help countries understand what the solutions are. So, for example, the UN Environment, together with the Climate and Clean Air Coalition and the Asia-Pacific Clean Air Partnership, put out a report last November on 25 solutions that governments can take to improve air quality. Now, if taken, these solutions can have 1 billion people in Asia alone living within WHO air quality guidelines. They will also reduce the impact to climate by a third of a degree by 2050. Now, it doesn't sound like much, a third of a degree, but if you look at where we need to get to in terms of climate change, we need to get to 1.5 degrees. Everything counts.
So now let's talk about Beijing, China. A recent report that reviews Beijing's 20 years air pollution control concludes that it has successfully reduced air pollution during the past two decades. And experience could be a lesson for other countries in the world. So what would be the lessons in your view, and what else China needs to do to tackle air pollution?
Well, Beijing really took the issue very, very seriously, and it's been part of their plan for the last 20 years, and then in the last five, particularly between 2013 and 2017, they ramped up their efforts on reducing air pollution, and they have seen significant results. I think what we learned from Beijing is that you really do need a systematic approach based on good science, and they focus on six important areas in developing its air quality management. They had a good scientific assessment of the situation. They worked on regulations and standards, optimized regulations and standards. They aligned the economic policy with government investment, and they did spend a lot of money working on solving this issue. They also improved their monitoring capacity throughout the city. Now, if you look at Beijing, they have a very wide network now of air quality monitoring, both at the both using very, very high-end air quality monitors to get very, very specific readings on what the air quality is like, and also lower-cost sensors in order to be able to monitor and enforce air quality. They have used transparent information sharing with public participation, and they've also used emission reduction technology and measures. So they've looked at what technologies can be put in place to rapidly lower air pollution. They've worked with national government to put in place standards like China 6 vehicle emission standards, and they've increased and have been very vigilant with enforcement.